From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A high-profile murder case ends in Bermuda on a technicality. Guyana and St. Lucia worry about crime waves which have hit both countries. And Santa Claus is not coming to town for the people of Havana. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A two-year-long murder case in Bermuda has ended with the accused man walking free because of evidence brought too late. The controversial decision in Bermuda's Supreme Court has left many criticising the Attorney General's chambers. Vicky Abraham reports from Hamilton.
Prosecutors say a 19-year-old local man, Justice Smith, was jointly involved with Jamaican Kirk Mundy in slaying a teenage visitor back in July 2 years ago. It's been revealed in this trial that semen, hair, blood and clothing fiber tested from the murder scene all prove Mundy was the killer, but the Crown had been too hasty in cutting a deal with the Jamaican man before those DNA test results were returned. He was jailed for 5 years as an accomplice only. Although the Attorney General tried to fix the mistake in January this year, recharging Mundy with premeditated murder, the Privy Council refused to allow it, calling it double jeopardy. Now, with no physical evidence against Justice Smith and inconclusive circumstantial evidence, the jury has been directed to return a not guilty verdict. Had Smith been convicted, he would have faced the death penalty.